Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now on our SDCCU fan hotline to talk about the Milwaukee Brewers pre- and post-game host from 620 WTMJ in Milwaukee, Matt Pauly, with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Matt, welcome to Ben and Woods. Good to have you this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me. Congratulations on the new digs as well. Very cool.
Thank you very much. First of all, let's start with just the acquisition of Christian Yelich a couple of years ago. How big of a moment did that turn out to be for the Milwaukee Brewers organization with what he's done since?
It's a huge moment. I mean, you can already talk about him in terms of Paul Molitor, Robin Yount, Ryan Braun as being one of the top players in franchise history if he stays with the team and plays out the vast majority of his career with the team. The numbers he's putting up, the fact that he's been a National League MVP, he's better this year than he was last year, and he won the MVP last year. His swing is as pretty of a swing as exists in all of baseball, and just being able to have him right there in the middle of the lineup, what he does in the clubhouse, on the field, at the plate, he is an absolute perfect fit for the Brewers.
We're talking to Matt Pauly, does Brewers pre- and post-game on 620 WTMJ in Milwaukee. And what are the details of of his contract? How many more years does he have there? You got to imagine, you're playing that well in a new place. Could you ever imagine wanting to go and play anywhere else? I would stay right where I was at. How does he like Milwaukee? How does he like being part of this organization?
He loves Milwaukee. Maybe the best thing that ever happened was the fact that he came from Miami, which is just a horrible place to play in terms of fan support. Brewers fans, they're top. Milwaukee is the smallest market for a Major League Baseball team, and they're top 10 in attendance. It is a team that gets really, really good support from the community. It is a statewide team. People come from throughout Wisconsin to support this team. His contract goes through 2021. It peaks at $14 million in 2021. So this is that contract that he had signed with the Marlins. So he's got two more years left on it after this season. There's a mutual option in 2022 at $15 million, but clearly that's not going to get picked up. I think there's a really good chance here in the next year or so that he and the club come together and work on an extension, because he loves playing in Milwaukee. Obviously, he's a great fit. Everything about it is perfect. The question is he willing to take maybe just a little bit less? You know, I don't think the Brewers can offer the kind of money that if he went to a New York, a Chicago, and L.A., you know, the same reason that a Prince Fielder left Milwaukee previously. But I don't get the sense that he's going to go for a money grab. So I think he's going to be in Milwaukee for a long time.
Matt, I see some parallels between the Brewers and the Padres. And tell me if you agree, but I mean, the Brewers are playing in the shadow of the Chicago Cubs. I don't know, what, like 90 minutes away from Wrigley Field, depending on traffic. The Padres play in the shadow of the Dodgers in their division, a big money team with basically unlimited resources trying to compete. Now, the Brewers have done that. They have competed in the NL Central the past couple of years. The Padres are trying to break through and do the same with guys like, you know, Manny Machado and Eric Hosmer. How did the Brewers make that work to get competitive against their, you know, division big brother, as it were?
Yeah, they're very smart in the decisions they make. You know, they've got, in terms of analytics and having a general manager who's very smart, David Stearns is a really, really good general manager. He's an Ivy League educated GM. He came in from Houston, and they're willing to spend money. Mark Attanasio is absolutely willing to spend money, which right now, in a period of baseball where teams that are not competing don't want to spend any money, the fact that the Brewers kind of outpunch their weight for the market that they're in, they're able to take that money and take it a little bit further. They're very, very they don't lose assets for nothing. They hold on to everything that they possibly can hold on to. They're very smart in the way that they use the minor league system. I think it's just they've got to do things a little bit differently, and the way they play baseball can be different. Think back to the postseason last year where they brought a pitcher out to face one batter to start him just to try to get the other team of the Dodgers to have a lineup for a left-hander, and then they went to a right-hander after that. So they do things a little bit differently to try to sort of mitigate the differences between them and teams that are able to spend more money.
Talking to Matt Pauly from Brewers pre- and post-game here on Ben and Woods this morning. And Matt, the deadline will be coming up soon. You know, the Brewers got close last year, and I know that probably stings to talk about, to think about how close they got. But as no team is perfect, what do you expect them to look for as we approach the trade deadline?
I think the number one thing is relief pitching. It's still at times an inconsistent bullpen. They lost Corey Knebel, who was an all-star a couple of years ago, just before the season, and he's out all season long with Tommy John. So they could use a little bit more in the bullpen to kind of supplement what they already have with Josh Hader and Jeremy Jeffress. That'd be the number one thing. If there's an opportunity for a top-tier starter, a clear number one, number two starter, I think they'd make that move, but I don't think they're going to go get a guy who slots in at number three or number four. They've got a bunch of those guys, and that doesn't really help the team out very much. And they still are figuring out first base. Jesus Aguilar has not been the same guy that he was last year. He's barely hitting 200. Eric Thames has done a nice job, but they kind of picked and choose spots with him based off righties or lefties on the mound. They've got some other options. They've got a young guy at AAA by the name of Keston Hira, who came up for just a couple weeks and really played well. And the way they play positionless baseball, where a Travis Shaw can play second and third and first, and a Mike Moustakas can play second or third. So they may fix the first base problem by bringing up a second baseman. But those are kind of the three areas right now that the team could probably improve upon themselves.
How about we do Kirby Yates for Christian Yelich, straight up, book it, it's a done deal. Deal? All right. Sounds good.
There might be a few people who have an issue with that trade.
All right. Well, Kirby Yates is elite, so we'll see.
We've got something we call old friend alert here in San Diego. A lot of ex-Padres floating around in Major League Baseball. Tonight, Julius Chacin scheduled to take the mound. We had him for, about a season or so. And
Wasn't bad.
Good results. And I saw that he was thriving last year with the Brewers as well. I was kind of going, why did the Padres let this guy get away? They need pitching. Struggle a little bit more. What's the latest on Julius Chacin and where he's at as he gets ready to face Joey Lucchese tonight?
Yeah, so he'll be activated off the injured list to start tonight. He has been on with a back strain. He just hasn't been the same guy this year. He's had a really hard time with the fastball command. You know, he'll throw the two-seamer and the four-seamer, has to command those pitches to make the slider work. He'll throw the slider sometimes. 50% of his pitches will be the slider, but guys will sit back on that, and if that's not hitting the strike zone and he's not commanding the fastball, that's a problem. So if he's got command of the strike zone, and I guess you can say this about most pitchers, but I'll say it about him, if he can command that fastball, that makes the slider that much more powerful, and that's when he looks like the guy that he was last year. That's been his problem this year. He just hasn't commanded the fastball.
And one guy who has been throwing well, I believe we're going to see him on Wednesday, Zach Davies. He finally took his first loss, but he's been sharp this year.
He's been really good. So last year, he was injured pretty much all season long. So if you look at the numbers from last year when he had 4.77 ERA, and that doesn't indicate really who he was. In 2017, he won 17 games. He's not going to touch 90 on the gun. He's a 87, 89 fastball guy, but he's got a changeup that he really uses effectively. And again, there's very few pitchers in baseball who can locate the fastball better than Davies. So he can throw that 88-mile-per-hour fastball and just paint the corner, and guys can't do anything with it. It's been a lot of fun to watch him pitch this year.
Padres Brewers tonight at 7:10. I mean, if there's less than 15 runs scored, that'll be a really low-scoring game after this weekend for the Padres. So get ready for some excitement. Matt, really appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
You bet, anytime.
That was Matt Pauly from the Brewers postgame, pre- and postgame on our SDCCU fan hotline. Vote SDCCU for best credit union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at sdccu.com/vote, San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking, it's better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.